WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. On the eve of Kamala Harris delivering her acceptance speech, running mate Tim Walz takes to the stage at the Democratic National Convention. It follows a whirlwind few weeks since he joined the ticket. ABC's Jay O'Brien is in Chicago.
Tim Walz has not done much use of teleprompters. His first big rally with Kamala Harris, that was one of his first times using a teleprompter, sources told us. Now he's done some rallies where he's used some teleprompters at those, but again, he's not practiced in speaking to a venue of this size. That's one of the things Democrats say they like about him, is that he's a real person and not a politician. But certainly, again, the stakes high for him tonight and the anticipation is heavy.
ABC News has learned RFK Jr. is poised to end his run for the presidency this week and could back Donald Trump. The Federal Reserve in its latest minutes signaling economic indicators to support a likely interest rate cut in September. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Alcohol and drugs are believed to be factors in an April crash that happened near Lodi that killed five people. According to the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, toxicology reports showed that one of the two drivers in the near head-on crash, 70-year-old Robin Purcell of Prairie du Sac, had a blood alcohol level above the state's legal operating limit, and that THC was also present in his system at the time of the crash. Purcell died at the scene of the April 7th crash that happened on Highway 60. The driver of the other vehicle, a 17-year-old girl from Merrimack, also died as a result of the crash and showed no signs of impairment. Three passengers in her car also died as a result of the crash, 42-year-old Shane Scoville of Merrimack, 62-year-old Julie Scoville of Blue Mounds, and 26-year-old Kaiser Ballwig of Sauk City. Purcell was the only person in his vehicle. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 50, and a mostly sunny forecast into tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. Chance of showers and storms tomorrow night into early Friday, then clearing Friday afternoon and a high around 80. Heating up into the weekend, well into the 80s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 74 right now.
99.7.
some hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant, join us after 5 p.m. on a beautiful Wednesday night. Here is Coldplay on Max FM.
Max FM.
Making a scene, oh girl, you've got to know what my head over.
70s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Graham with you on Wednesday night. Here is so you can shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. It is our big deal of the day. $20 tickets to the Barrow Blues Festival. This is normally $20. Today and today only, it's 50% off for just $10. Enjoy the third annual Barrow Blues Saturday, September 7th. This will be at the grounds of the Wrangling B&B right here in Barrow, just down the road. They have a terrific lineup, including the Sultry Self-Taught Prodigy, Ivy Ford, with diverse local groups. This includes Dave Potter and friends, Dead Henry. There's going to be food trucks or adult beverages, non-alcoholic beverages. Bring a lawn chair, sit back and relax, and enjoy a great afternoon of music and blues. This goes all day on Saturday from 2 p.m. and goes until 9 p.m. Tickets are only $10 for today only. And you can go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com, click on our big deal of the day. You get two tickets for $10. If there's going to be four of you, you can get them for $20. This is a deal you can't refuse. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's on Saturday, September 7th. Go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big, and enjoy some great music all at the same time. Coming up, we will have a look at sports news by Kenny Loggins on MaxFM.
MaxFM Sports.
A mental workday for the Packers today before holding a joint practice with the Ravens on Thursday. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Packers will take on one of the AFC's top defenses in that joint workout and preseason game Saturday. They'll also get a good look at a new addition to the Ravens' offense, running back Derrick Henry. Brewers and Cardinals play game two of their three-game series at Busch Stadium tonight. Tobias Myers gets the nod for the Brewers, who won the series opener 3-2 last night. The Brewers start the day just a game behind the Dodgers for the best record in the National League. Today is the final day of the Wisconsin State Open in Minocqua. Golfers doubling up, playing 36 holes today to crown a champion. The field is cut in half after yesterday's second round. Fall camp winding down for the football Badgers in Madison. They're getting ready for their season opener a week from Friday at home against Western Michigan. Midwest League tonight, Wisconsin at Great Lakes, Beloit at South Bend. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Loose.
7 Max FM. Dave Hanowski on Wednesday night. You're always asking what my favorite comedy is. There's so many choices. I'll let you know a bit later. What is yours? Text me and let me know. Here's Naked Eyes.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take reminds me of just how we used to be.
More
99.7 Max FM.
Why don't you, babe? 'Cause you don't really love me. You
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 97 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Wednesday night. Even if you're a morning person like me, you could admit more can go wrong in the first few hours of the day than can go right. According to a new survey, the average person knows if their day has been ruined by 8:36 a.m. And no, they just didn't set the poll people who set their time for alarm to go off at 8:35 a.m. Maybe it's sleeping past your alarm, maybe the cough maker is on the fritz, or maybe traffic is looking a lot worse than usual. And the average person has 4 bad days per month or 48 per year. So how does the average person know that the day is ruined? Here are the most popular responses. We're going to start at number 10. That's stubbing your toe. 70% of people saying that. Yeah, I could agree with that. 9, realizing you forgot to plug in your phone the night before. Yeah, okay, so my phone isn't working. Number 8, sleeping through your alarm. Number 7, forgetting your wallet at home. I would agree with that completely. Number 6, this one's a crappy deal, running out of toilet paper. Number 5, forgetting your phone at home. Yeah, I'm good with leaving at home. Number 4, losing your keys. Yeah, I hate that. Number 3, waking up with a headache. Well, it depends on what you did the night before, right? So that could be maybe self-imposed. Number 2, and I would agree with this one, sleeping poorly through the night. Number 1, waking up and feeling sick. Yeah, I would wake up and feel sick. That would ruin my day, most definitely. Now, you could be like me this morning. I was helping out Drew this morning. He was in here a little bit earlier, getting some equipment to go down to Racine. I backed into this little bin outside the door, trying to be nice, holding the door open. I thought, oh, I scratched my leg. A little bit later, I'm like, wow, something feels like it's running down my leg. And then I look, and I'm like, that was blood. Yeah, that's not good. So went home at lunch, cleaned it up after Stout was all over that, of course. Wendy hasn't even noticed it yet. She's not listening right now. She's out golfing, so I know she's not going to find out about it. I had to put a Band-Aid on it. It was bleeding so badly. Even when I was home at lunch, I'm like, yeah, my morning started out bad right about that time, honestly. And I didn't see any swear words because Maddie was doing the morning show here. I didn't want that going out over there either. Coming up, we will have a look at weather news by Donna Summer on Max FM.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings on tickets to the 3rd annual Barra Blues Music Festival and Jam. Groove to the smooth music of Ivy Ford, Dave Potter and Friends, and Dead Henry on Saturday, September 7th from 2 to 9 at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast in Baraboo. Savor great selections from local food trucks. Plus, each ticket includes your choice of a beer, wine, or soda. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase a pair of tickets for just $10 today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
Discover the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, your community's trusted financial institution for over 110 years. Hi, this is Scott Rockwell, President and CEO at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, and our personal bankers bring decades of experience and pride into each of their local deposit relationships. Call us today so we can show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 50. And a mostly sunny forecast into tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. Chance of showers and storms tomorrow night into early Friday, then clearing Friday afternoon and a high around 80. Heating up into the weekend, well into the 80s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 74 right now.
99.7
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
So slashed and torn.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to keep the text line handy. That number is 608-355-9970. It's a great way to let me know what your favorite movie comedy is. I'll reply back to those a little bit later. So let me know what those are. We'll talk maybe more about that tomorrow night. I kind of want to see what all those answers are. You can also download the free Sip Media app, scroll to the bottom, look for Max Mouson, tap on Max FM, and text that in as well. Our 50-minute music hour continues with Foreigner on Max FM.
So right.
80s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Just a shame, and that's all. I could